by the book.
Good morning, everyone, and good Yom Tov. Because Hamishah Zavah is considered one of the big Yom Tovim in Klal Yisrael. That's what the Mishnah says. It's a day of Yotzei Tachnun. And I should really be speaking about Hamishah Zavah, but I'm going to say something on the Parsha, a world-class subject. If you're going to do all the mitzvahs, then there'll be all good things coming along afterwards. Etc. Whole long list, all good things. That's if you're good. If you do everything right, you'll get a lot of good things. It's as simple as that. Not so simple, actually. What's not simple? There's a Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Tes on the base. Everybody's familiar with that expression. Schar mitzvah v'hai alma lecha. There's no schar in this world. There is no schar, no reward in this world. Schar is the olam habo. You believe that. One of the imamins, on the aside of everything, there's going to be schar olam habo. So what's going on? If you're going to keep all the mitzvahs, well, nicely, correctly, then we're going to get a whole list of mitzvahs. That kasha gets asked all over. That kasha keeps coming up again and again and again. Wherever you look, one place will be here, Parsha Zeker. Perhaps even more popular will be B'chukoisai. B'chukoisai teileichu. B'chukoisai tishu, b'chukoisai moisom. Then comes the whole list of schar. Schar mitzvah by Al-Maleka. Well, there's no schar in this world. So, in the very short time that we've got, maybe we can try and tackle this problem. Schar mitzvah by Al-Maleka. So, 2 points. Number one, we've got to know what that means. Schar mitzvah by Al-Maleka. That's number one. Number two, can we get round it? Can we sort of make some exceptions? Can we somehow get a bit of a loophole in the law, and maybe we can get some schar in this world. We do want to survive in this world as well. It's gevaldik olam habo, that's everything. But we need to live in this olam hazeh, and schar in this world is something we all want. We all want, there's no nachas panosa, so maybe we can get out of it. So first of all, what does it mean schar mitzvah by Al-Malek? What's it? So there's a few pshatim. I would say there's three main mahalchim that you'll find. What does that mean? Schar mitzvah, b'hai alma, leka. Literal translation. Schar of a mitzvah. In this world, there isn't. There isn't. So the famous one, Esther brings it down. Of course, it comes from earlier, but if I say the name of one person, easily loads of other people say it as well. But if Esther says it, it's like a full blast, brings it down from his Rebbe, who brings it down, I think, from his Rebbe. The Yisoid is the same again and again. There isn't enough schar in this world to repay even one single mitzvah. Poshet, there isn't enough. Schar mitzvah b'hai al-maleka. And he gives us that, puts it into, flowers it up a little bit. If you take all the schar that you could think of possible, it means all the money that you could think of. Don't worry, we always start with money. We think of schar. Money is not everything. All the enjoyments, all the simchas that we've made, all the holidays that you've been on, anything, whatever's your favorite thing, add them all up. Not only of yourself, of everybody, of all the doyas that have been and all the doyas that will be. And you add it all up. It's not even something you could really add up. It's just however much it is, you pile it up in all ways, in quantity and in quality, there just isn't enough there to pay for even the smallest mitzvah, which speaks a little bit about that. Anyway, what does that mean, a small mitzvah? Do we know it means a small mitzvah? Because even the smallest mitzvah is a huge mitzvah. But whatever pshat you want to learn in a small mitzvah, there isn't enough schar in this world to pay for a small mitzvah. I remember hearing a moshel, they must have heard this, the little boy in camp. Somebody is stuck in a boiling hot desert, and finally, towards the end, he comes to a little kiosk. And there's a man selling drinks there. What's he selling? The drinks, we have ice cream, a few bits and pieces. He's challenging to drink. The only thing that he's got on in this person is a £100,000 check. That's all he's got. They're out of date, the marshal, because who carries £100,000 checks on them today, right? Yeah, but they get the marshal. I'm a bit behind times. So he says, can I please have a drink? So he says, what do you want? That Coke, a Fanta? Okay, that will be 50p. So takes out of his pocket the £100,000 check. Ashikens became change. Change. I've got a few pounds in the till, got a few drinks, the shed, the booth, my clothes. I don't own anywhere near that. It's my whole shop, my whole existence only comes up to a few hundred pounds. I've got nowhere near enough change to even try and think and give anywhere near to again, it's like a joke, right? You can change the digits, you can change the number, you can change the muscle. Schar mitzvah b'hai al-malekah. That's one mahalach. What does it mean? Schar mitzvah b'hai al-malekah. The pasuk isn't enough schar. I'd love to give you more schar, but there isn't available. So you can say to the Baruch Hashem, please pay me for this mitzvah. There are various stories about tzaddikim giving away the schar of a mitzvah, you know, for a certain thing. Number one. Why schar mitzvah b'hai al-malekah? This is brought down. Might sound a different mahalach, but it's brought down a different svarim. That we can't give you schar in this world because time's not up yet. And unfortunately, a person could have charota. A person could mess it up. You do something good, but then next week you might change your mind. We're not finished the game yet. We're not finished the whole story. A person could do good things and then have charota and say, oh, it's not good, I don't want to, I regret the whole thing. So here we're giving him loads of schar and he wants to regret it. So we can't give it to you till we're finished. Once a person's finished a whole lifetime, he's been through his whole life, and he can look back and he say, I've done so and so many mitzvahs, right, stop. And now we can give you all the schar you did. Till the story's finished, till the person keeps changing his mind, the person keeps changing his style. I can't give a person loads and loads of schar, we know what he's going to do tomorrow. Well, every schar deserves it, even what he's done, even if he does change his mind, he still deserves schar for it, but we can't give you the full schar until it's all finished. And the other pshat is, I remember hearing it, I can't remember where I saw it, must have seen it somewhere. There's another problem, when you give too much schar, you give any schar, there's always a problem. Yishman Yeshurun Vayivot. You're going to get spoiled. You get somebody who's doing very, very, very well, actually struggling a little bit. He's struggling in his panos and other problems. And then he starts getting schar, start piling him on with alligator zacher. Then he actually starts getting lax in his mitzvahs because then life starts getting enjoyable. Life starts filling up with a bit of fun. And then he starts stuff. You know what? We don't know how much he gained. It might be better to leave him as he is. Let him struggle a little bit more, he might end up doing more mitzvahs, and then Shemayim will give him the schar. So again, those are three famous reasons that you could have heard of more reasons. I'm sure there are more reasons than that. We're just thinking three main ma'alchim. Number one, it's not enough schar in this world to pay for it. Number two, we can't give it in this world. We've got to wait till the game's over, till the players come to an end. Then we can give you full schar, because you don't know how we keep changing our mind. The person's constantly changing. And the third shot is, we don't want to give you the schar in this world because you could possibly, we are this by nature, a person gets spoiled. So that's schar is by now. Over the mice, we do get schar. Pasha Zekev, Pasha Chogoyzai, all over the Torah, all over Chazal. You find loads of times where you say, you do this, you get that schar, you do this, you get that schar. And we all dabble, we all want to get, we want to get. And those of Chazal can say, it's a tzedaki, get this mitzvah, kibud ovein, get that, you get schar. And we say every day in davening. It's like the start of every day in davening. There's many things that we get good things in this world. So what are we going to do? And we all do want to get sky in this world. I don't think any of us on the Madrega to say, nope, I don't want any sky in this world. Leave it all to Eilam Abba. I don't think we could survive like that. Well, the great Tzaddikim might have said, this world is nothing. Nick is the next world. But the end of the day is we do need to survive in this world. We've got to sort of be, let's think of a way. So is there any way we can somehow get a nice, good, rich Eilam Abba, full Eilam Abba, and nevertheless still get some goodies in this world? So the one halach is of the Rambam, which is so straightforward. So I chose that one first, and how many pshatim we'll get through. But the Rambam halach is so straightforward. There's one thing called schar. Okay, speaking a teacher's language, you're a good boy, you get a sweet, right? You did this right, you get a tick on your chart. That's one type of schar. But there's a different type of schar. And that is, we see you doing well. We see you taking your Torah, your mitzvahs, your tefillah, your tzedakah, your chesed, your kibdavayim, whatever it is, you're taking it seriously. Okay, so such a person will give you good kalim to keep up your good work. Right? Simple. Right? So he's working on the field. Times of the, you know, in the good old days, the person would work on his field, trying to get panos, and he's trying to learn, trying to dominate. We'll give you good rain, we'll give you good panosa, we'll give, things should go well for you, there should be good sunshine, things should grow well. To carry on, to help you along with the Avodas Hashem. It's not even so much like a schar, as if to say, you did this, so we'll give you this. That's really what the Rambam says. And that is perfectly okay. The Bainstein says, especially in the Chukaisai, Ekevi as well, you're all going to keep the mitzvahs. You're going to keep all the mitzvahs, then I'll give you good things. Mainly, good panosa, shalom in the world. How can a person sit and learn if you can hear explosions, if you can hear bombs outside? How can a person learn if he knows he's got chayvus, he can't think straight, he can't learn, he can't daven, everywhere he's going, his mind is spinning. So the Rosh Hashanah says, this year, keeping the mitzvahs nicely, what we're going to do is give him good tzachen to keep him going. So that would be the Rambam's plan. It's not even so much schar. No. Well, you did right, and for that you're going to get the schar. That would be the level. But I was thinking, Rabbi Kofnas said, he remembers going to the Chofetz Chaim. Rabbi Kofnas, Besoif Yomov, he learned by the Chofetz Chaim, Besoif Yomov. But then he said the Chofetz Chaim was really very, very old. He remembers going as a young child with his father, which I think was also Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim Kiyodua, everything was poshut by the Chofetz Chaim. It was so special that everything was poshut by the Chofetz Chaim. Do you remember that him going into the Chofetz Chaim, and you could hear the person in front of him speaking to the Chofetz Chaim? Obviously, he wasn't keeping Torah mitzvahs properly, and he wanted a brocha from the Chofetz Chaim, was complaining to Chofetz Chaim, things are not going well. Then he heard that the Chofetz Chaim said to him, "When ich bin gewein a kleine Yingel, when I was a little boy, my mama gesagt, it was good, best of akumen a bulka. If you're good, you'll get a bulka." That was the treat back in the day, right? It was good, best of akumen a bulka. That's what Chofetz Chaim said to that yid. Chofetz Chaim was straight on without any complications. If you're not keeping Torah mitzvahs, don't come for brochas. You've got to shape up, you've got to do your mitzvahs better, you'll get good tzachem for it. So there the Chofetz Chaim was speaking to him, interesting in that language, if you're good, you'll get something, you'll get a nice schar for it. But if we're going with the Rambam, it's not so much, you do this, we'll give you that. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam will give you good tzachem to keep you going, to cheer you on, to make a nice setting for you to serve Hashem correctly. Pshat number one. Pshat number two, I don't know if anybody says that pshat, I think it's just another way to translate the famous Mishnah, Brisa, should we say in Davar Yehuda Dvarim, and we're calling it a different name, which is called Peiris. Eved Dvarim Sha'odam Eichel Peirisayim Bo'edim Azeh Va'keren Kayemes Lo'edim Abo. So what are Peiris? If you say Peiris, Peiris is a little bit different to Schar. Schar is a bit like that, again, like that story. If you're good, you'll get something nice for it. Peiris is a direct outcome. If you plant a tree, and you plant it correctly, put the seeds in, you put the right type in the right place, right type of tree, the right type of weather, if you do everything right, then, no teva, then naturally what will happen next year, the year after, comes the right time in the season, we'll start growing. That's not a schar, that's peiros, that's a direct outcome. There's many things that besides for the schar, the keren kayemes b'ayim habo, the 100% schar you're going to get in this world, you will notice, you will see good things are going to come out of it. Let's take Gemilas Chasodim as a good example. A person who's busy doing chesed all day, good things come out of it. Even without schar, good things. A person who's doing chesed all day has got a lot of friends. That's quite obvious, isn't it? And when he might need a toiver, there'll be people straight there to help him. That's our bal chesed. Although some people say the opposite. You help people out and then you get it back over your head. Okay, you'll always get the emissioniness as well on that. Right? Somebody who's a very reliable person, an emissor person, always keeps his word, an elicha person, avot is avot. The payers of that is everybody trusts him, everybody wants to do business with him. That's not a schar, that's payers. Kibbutz Ba'ein, you find the person treats his parents nicely. Well, the hashpah that will have on himself, what he'll gain from how much you gain from the simple thing of respecting your parents. Children will see that of you. There's all these examples of these are things Adam Oichel Peres. And the final one is Talmud Torah. Somebody who learns well will say, "This is what the schar Talmud Torah. I feel good when I learn. It makes me into a better person. I feel like a different person. I've had my charusa." Right. So there's an example where it's not a matter of schar. Rabbi Nishlan tells us that if you love the mitzvahs that you do, you'll get payers. Good things come out of it. So there's two pshatim. Now we go on to a third pshat, which is actually what made me think of speaking about this. That's the chidor in Parshas Ekev. Ayishmak pshat. Ahoyo Ekev Tishon, says the chidor. Many others say it as well, but the chidor says it here. Ahoyo is Loshen Simcha. If you do mitzvahs b'simcha, then ayishmak b'simcha, then for the mitzvah alone, just for the asiyas mitzvah, make Kiddush Friday night, get schar in the next world. Oh, es ist gemacht mit Asimcha. I can't wait to do it. Mit der Geschmack. Enjoyment. The simcha shal mitzvah, that already you can get schar in this world. The hoyoy kept this one. For that, for the simcha of the mitzvahs you can do, that you can get in this world. And similarly, they say it back in the Chukaisai, what does it say? Tishmaru, Tishmaru, which is not really correct. I mean it correctly. Yeah. Tishmaru, says the Tver Shleimer. Yeah. Tishmaru is a lot of waiting. A person's waiting, excited to do the mitzvah. Oh, for such a person, he'll get schar in this world. But actual mitzvah, next world. Simcha shal mitzvah that you'll get in this world, which is a movie design. It fits it very well. Next week's parasha, it says when you give tzedakah, al yera levavcha. Don't do it with a heavy heart, with a sad heart. Yeah, give it mida geshmak. When an ami comes up to you, you should do it. You should do it nicely, right? But al yera levavcha besit cholay when you give to a poor man. Because of that, you're going to get a lot of schar. So the Tiferes Shleimer says it fits. I think the Tiferes Shleimer says it. Said it fits in beautifully. If you do it with a good heart, without any heartache, with a gishmak, then taki you'll get the schar for it. Unbelievable how many psukim you'll find that there's a remez that of the cheshek, the simcha, the gishmak. For that already, you can get schar. Why? There's a little good why to it. Because you could regret doing a mitzvah. But the cheshek and the excitement, you can't go back on that. It's a mitzvah. The person's excited to doing a mitzvah, that alone is already something special. You get schar on that. The end, when you get to do the mitzvah, don't get to the mitzvah, shokamaisa, do manage, we don't manage, that's department number two. But the fact that you've got that excitement, the cheshek to do it, for that you get schar in this world, which is a gewaltig gezach. So it comes out, a person does a mitzvah, you get schar in the next world, about it. Simcha, you're going to get a double one. And that fits in so well to the Harachamon that we say, Ivers Mila, find it. Gotta find the six Harachamons, which will be probably in benching. Oh, here we go. Oh, so we give a nice brocha to the Baal Bris Hamila. Yeah, you start off with the father, then you move on to the Baal Bris Hamila, then you move on to the little baby. So the second one is Rachem Livorach Baal Bris Hamila. Ashes Sos Lasis Tzedek Begino. Double Lashon. We're not just giving him a pat on his back for doing the mitzvah. We say double Lashon, he did it with Simcha. Oh, Yishalim Polo Maskurtoi Kefula. He deserves a double one for that. Why double? I did it with Simcha, so you're going to get in this world and in the next world. So that's one up for the Mayim. We do it with Simcha, enjoy doing it, it's an excitement, so there we are.
According to the
Chidur, Adrim Shat Vahoyim Loisishmu. Right, what you do, yeah, to lead another whole Shikil Taira on Yoshav, the Loi Osaveira, yeah, when he gets Scha for that, yeah, that's got it. Right. The real truth is, I could put the two pshatim really, you could put Simcha and Cheshek as two different pshatim. Yeah. Anyway, that's Tamazai. Right. Another one. I think this is one I must have heard many, many years ago in Yeshiva from my Gaon and Tzadik Remeir Tzvi Ehrentreu. Then I saw it, Taka, quite a few of the Mefarshim bring this one, seems to come up. Certainly, quite a few Mefarshim touch onto this one, which is fitting very well. A mitzvah alone, scha in the next world. Very often a mitzvah comes with a lot of bother. Okay, in a way it's almost the opposite. It can come with a lot of tircha. It can be very, very hard. Maybe the same, we can go back to the same oil. Yeah, he's very good. He does the brisk very nicely. But this one's a 3-mile walk away on Shabbos in the snow, right? Sometimes it can be a big tircha. It can be a tough one. You're going to do it. If it's a mitzvah, the tircha that's involved in it. So for that, you can get scha in this world as well. For the mitzvah alone, actually doing the mitzvah, but the tircha that goes with it, that we can get scha. And I think I saw once of shah, because the actual mitzvah is kulei ruchni, so that fits in very well. You can go and get scha in the next world. But the tircha, the bother, you have to go and fetch somebody and go in the car and go out the car and fill up the petrol and backwards, forwards. No tircha that goes with it. For that, you get scha in the next world. You have to get scha because of tircha. You get in this world, shkoyach. Yeah. So there we go. Here comes another one. I've seen people quoting the name of the Marshal. I've heard it from others as well. A lot of them shot to be fine, like crisscrossing different Mefarshim saying it at different points. We do 613 mitzvahs, about them. A lot of the mitzvahs we have to do. There will be those mitzvahs that you don't have to do, but you could put yourself in a position that you have to do it. That is one of the most common would be tzitzis, right? You could get away with just not wearing tzitzis. Really? But what does a good year do? Begging or Arba campus, and then we're put in a position that you have to do it. Because it was like that with Maisa, you could sort of bring the Tavur in a way that you don't need to take Maisa. And all over, often you could lead a life that you can sort of dodge between the mitzvahs. Come to gain a yid. And he says, no, I want to lead my life somehow. Okay, I want to do a mitzvah. I want to sort of get it in a way that I'll chaparai in that mitzvah. Right? Just give a common example, a person will put on a beged, then I forget, I want to have a chiv. I want that chiv to be on me, I want to put that chiv on me. Ooh, that's a shame. Doing a chiv, keeping up what you've done, ticking all your boxes, yeah, everything I have to do, I do. But actually going out your way, oh, that's something very special. And for that, you get scha in this world, and that fits in very well to Pinchas. Everybody knows by Pinchas, it was a very funny story there. I mean, it wasn't funny at all, actually. It was actually quite scary and heartbreaking. Nobody knew what to do. Pinchas went, and he went and he killed Zimri and Cosby. And it was like, everybody like panicking. Where's this halacha? Where is it? Where is it? What you meant to kill somebody on the spot? What's going on? A guy, a yid, later, who said there's a chiyuv misa? Is there a chiyuv misa on both? And the answer is kanoim poigiboy. He knew from Moshe Rabbeinu that if you have a kanoas, then you can go and do it. So he didn't, it's a bit hard to say, he didn't have to do it. I mean, his mind, he had to do it because he was a kanoi. So all the other people, let's put it this way, that's our sort of one. All the other people who didn't do anything, what happened to them? Why didn't they do anything? Okay, they didn't. Not a vera that anybody else didn't. He did what he was meant to do. He sort of stepped forward. Not only, there's a halacha. This is what I want to do. This is how it's meant to be. I want to stick up for the kovod of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Didn't have any enjoyment after the Chasam Shalom. But this is something he felt for the kovod of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He sort of put himself forward to do it. But did hu she'im kabel schara, it says there, halacha. For him, he deserves schar. If he could sort of put himself out, got people made comments against him. It wasn't what he did. Or for that you get schar. And there's another beautiful finish off, beautiful Dvar Torah, which comes up in Megillas Rus. Boaz meets Rus for the first time, and he realizes who he's dealing with. He gave a famous bracha. People always like to use those words. He saw a special person is you left everything behind you, and you've come and you've joined in and become part of Klal Yisrael. Yerushalayim Hashem Poleich Usihi Maskurteich Shleimo Meim Hashem Elokei Yisrael Asher Bos Lachzos Tachas Pinocho. Hashem should pay you for what you've done. Note the Loshen. And again, Utei Maskurteich Shleimo. Interesting, got the double Loshen there from Hashem, because you've come. Hashem Bos Lachzos Tachas Pinocho. Get that good English for that. You've come to shelter under the wings of Hashem, which in simple means you've chosen to leave behind your Avodah Zarah and you become and join with the Yidden, right? That's what it means. So first of all, it's like interesting, giving quite a strong Loshon Shel Shleimo, but there's a famous Medrash. Everybody picks up that Medrash. Omer of Chosa, interesting the name. Interesting, it's got the words of all that, so it's Omer of Chosa. Asher Bos. It's actually two Gersas. You know why against Schar? Because you came. That's what it says. Some say Asher Bos Lachsois. Yeah? All that famous Rav Chosa, all he does is repeats over what it says. You're going against Schar because you've come to join with under the wings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rav Chosa, you know why? Because you came. That's what it says. So we said, what's Rav Chosa adding on? You look at the Medrash's got it, the Yalkut's got it, over every second, say, if you pick up on Rus, we'll pick up on that one. What's going on? And there, it fits in very beautifully. Do you know why you're going to get schar? Note, double schar, not only in the next world, in this world as well, because you came. You could have stayed where you are. You put yourself in a position, and you became, you put yourself, you didn't even have a chiyuv to do it. You just became children from Lenoach. Right? You came and you added on. You took upon yourself something you didn't need to do. Oh, for that you're going to get a double schar. For that you get it. It could fit in the other schar, the earlier pshat could also do. That was a big tircha. She'd come a long way. There's a lot of tircha behind it, but I think that fits in the nicest. Right? That you're going to get an extra schar for doing all the mitzvahs. You're going to get schar in the next one. The fact that you put yourself in such a position that you're going to get schar in the next one. There's other pshatim as well. We stop here, and the Rebbe Shem should give us, of course, schar in the next world, but also plenty schar, gezunt, panosa, nachas, which we also rightly deserve, and chamisha asavah, where we need a special brocha, everybody to be able to make good shidduchim. All the shidduchim right around Klal Yisrael, we should be able to make them easy shidduchim, kinder, einiklech, which depends which generation you are. And as they say in good old Yiddish, it's Vile Keshina.
Okay.